It's okay to talk. But what if the service I need to talk to has been cut? The acceptance of mental health issues in society is a huge positive. I think the national and local campaigns, encouraging, in particular young men, to open up about their mental health issues, is a massive progression from years gone by. The concept of it's okay to talk, and such ideas are important. They open up the possibility of being open about mental health, and I applaud and encourage them. That being said, talking to your mate often isn't enough. The disgraceful state of professional mental health services in Britain is a scandal that needs shouting about on Mental Health Day and every day. I've seen friends, family and loved ones ignored, discharged and put on waiting lists due to a crisis in resources. I've sat with someone who's openly admitted they're close to killing themselves, tried to find a safe place for someone admitting to me they've been self-harming, and had to wait hours for the professional help these people needed. That's just me. I'm sure everyone has a personal story about the mental health crisis. It's a national scandal. I could go on about the general impact of austerity, its impact of low wages, poverty, and service cuts on mental health, but that's a separate point. I'll stick to mental health services. The NHS, and in particular mental health, is at breaking point. We need proper full funding for all our health needs. And we need to oppose a capitalist system that profits off the woes of the masses and fight for a socialist society that can deal with the root causes of mental health problems. Matt Whale, Hull, nurse.